space billionaire cowboys. Anyway, we got enough going on in Wisconsin. I mean, let me go back to that Pronshinsky guy, Trigg. Boy, am I going to have fun making a couple signs of your ass, right? The one was, you know, not being able to see the virus. So, you know, how are we going to stop it? You know, can't see cancer, but we stop that too sometimes, buddy. And sometimes we can get rid of it. But right now, you clowns are making it impossible to get rid of this virus that doesn't need to be. And so that was one of his stunts. And then this other one. Here, listen to this. Can you believe this? This Trigg dude wants us to teach children in grade school how to handle and use guns.
What?
Of course. Oh, yes, to make them safer. And he said, you know, oh my God, I wish I had the paper and read the comment. It's just the level of ignorance in the Republican Party and apparently the people that vote for him. Because, yeah, everybody wants their kids to learn how to use a gun, right? Because guns are used for what? Especially when you're talking about handguns and, oh, I'm sure they want them to learn how to use assault rifles in case there's a zombie attack at their school.
Hey, this is outside the pizza box.
It's getting pretty outlandish. So, you know, I'm kind of depressed over all this stuff. It just keeps getting worse and worse every day. And so you've got, on one hand, one guy wants everybody to have guns in school so that by the time they, what, so everybody can be packing, apparently. And then on the other end, you got, you know, Branchin and Wangard. They want the, you know, the attorney general or whatever, district attorney Chisholm to resign because, you know, a cop was shot by some guy that, you know, got out on bail that, you know, first of all, we know that the terms of bail are not equal. We also know that when people are thrown in jail, that it happens at a much higher rate if you're not white. Isn't that weird? Awesome, man. We got Andy and Beaver Dam, so I'm going to go to the phones. But these guys, hey, they, you know what? They're all about guns, and then they're not about guns, right? They're about, well, only some people can have guns, so this guy shouldn't have been able to get out and shoot a cop, right? But let's, you know, put guns in everybody's hands. And I'm wondering, too, Andy, do you think that they want this, like, just in the rural districts, you know, or do they want to go into, like, the metropolitan areas and teach kids how to handle guns, too?
Well, I don't know, Pizza Box. They used to have gun safety in school for people that went hunting. You know,
yeah, man. And that was through the DNR, by the way, which has been reduced to do not resuscitate since the Walker administration.
Right, right. But all the things you're pointing out, all the guy that chopped his parents up and got rid of them, and that idiot that said you can't see COVID, and, you know, it's just, you know, I don't know what you can do to keep your head on straight, but I just got out of UW Hospital after a month and a half of craziness, and so I'm trying to put my world back together, and I hope your personal life gets good or, you know, improves too. It's just, you always got to deal with conflict and confront, you know, different things that come along, but you can just hang on, and, you know, it'll hopefully return the better way. You know, I don't know what else to say, but we're in a strange world right now.
And
we've never seen before.
No. Well, actually, I have been watching it. I told you. Oh, and thanks, Andy. And I'm glad that, you know, and hope that, you know, I have a full recovery from it. You know, I do know this with my experience, you know, being at the UW, I feel pretty good every time I walk in there. I know that I got the best people maybe in the world helping. And I'm sure you have the same doctors and the same kind of care that I'm getting at UW Hospital. Awesome place. Although, well, you probably had room service, Andy, but I had to, like, I was hungry, and they go down to the lunchroom, and it's like only for doctors and staff. So I had to pretend like I was there to wipe tables off so I could get something to eat. I get depressed because it's on a level now where it's just, you know, dropping. out of sight. I mean, the Republican Party, it's like they're demons. And so are people like Manchin and Sinema, anybody that thinks like them. It's like, that's why I'm telling you, I'm prepared for this because I have been watching shows like Supernatural and movies by Stephen King and John Carpenter, preparing myself for this very moment. It's kind of sad, but true. Sad, but true. That should be the name of a song. So anyway, again, you know, I don't know what the issue is with having trouble, you know, going, oh, we're good now? Yeah, we'll see.
All right, we're good on the app, Devil Radio, greatest app ever. We're good on Facebook. I can confirm those two things. Whatever else went down, can't explain it, sure. But hey, we're doing our thing here. So,
well, I told you, it's probably Zuckerberg or the Russians or China or the Republicans hacking into...
Right on.
Maybe it's CJ. We haven't heard from him. He's like trying to take us down today.
I don't know. Anyway, Andy was trying to console me there a little bit, telling me not to get so worked up about it. But I just don't
no,
like
yeah,
it.
No, yeah, I know.
Don't like it when the tech doesn't work for you, man. Like, I'm here for you. I'm here to support you. That's why I'm here.
Well, no, I don't blame the tech. I mean, aren't you glad I'm not trying to fix it? I did that. Look, that's how I went off the air for a month at a different station, you know, because I slipped and thought I was off the air and I had a hot mic. And
Dr. Fauci had a hot mic? That was pretty sweet, huh?
Yeah, only I dropped an F-bomb, you know.
I know, but
it wasn't like out of anger either. It was like, oh,
his was classic. Yeah. That's got to be.
Well, yeah, and then awesome. They come after him, and it's like, forget that the guy is a total moron. See, that's the thing about Fauci. He doesn't mince words either. I dig the guy, right? And as far as who's doing what for the pandemic and who should wear what mask and, oh, you said this and now you're saying that. Let's just blame it on a couple scientists trying to figure it out.
Yeah, trying to figure it out. And on top of that, you take a look at his all the decades of service, right? And all the things he's gone through, dedicated his life to science. And all the crappy stuff people are saying about him, accusing him of, death threats on his family. Like, I would say probably a heck of a lot more than just calling the guy a moron. But, you know, especially people that are still feeding into that stuff after all this time, back off the guy.
I'm going to talk to Fancy Brian, see if we can do like a little podcast or something, you know, with wise guys and get Fauci in on it with us.
There you go.
I'm sure he's got a sense of humor. I mean, you've seen him laugh when some of these people ask these questions. He's like, oh my God, you know, what a moron. I don't think he was worried about his mic being hot. That's the thing about going to these hearings and then you hear these Republicans say this just ridiculous stuff. And, hey, by the way, why weren't the Republicans upset when that kid from Illinois came up and killed a couple of... Oh, that's right. You know, those were protesters. Yeah, they burned entire villages and, we know about that. And yeah, we also know that...
Rioters and looters.
We also know that... I don't know, did anybody that was associated with Black Lives Matter get arrested for these fires? I mean, or were there just some wild people out there doing whatever? Because that always happens.
Yeah.
It happened when we were doing peaceful protests and we heard Scott Walker. Funny thing is, Republicans are always quick to whine about laws in Wisconsin that they established themselves over the last 10 years.
Hypros.
Right? Because if it didn't work out for them, we better, you know, one of theirs got caught, something like that. Whatever happens to these Republicans' kids that get in trouble for flashing a gun while driving down the road with a pound of weed and couple hundred vapes. Whatever happened to Dietrich's child or John Nygren's daughter, you know, to bring her in, you know, she kick her out of the house because she had drug issues, right? And then a few years later, use her to you know, pass a bill for EMTs to help people that have OD'd. And then lo and behold, she gets back into it again and ends up giving a lethal dose of fentanyl to a woman that was pregnant. How much time do those kids get? They go to prison for life or pride and privilege, man. Pride and privilege. Zimmerman, same thing. Dad was a judge, you know. Pride and privilege. You can get away with murder in America if you're just a fascist and, you know, you can raise enough money from all the other right-wing clowns and lawyers that can just drag it out. Hey, get a real jury of your peers. Somebody that thinks just like you and nobody else. That's a jury of their peers. Right? Get a judge that thinks just like you. Proud Boys, man. Woo! hey, man, some of you Proud Boys got charged with sedition. This guy says, yeah, well, they just got charged, that's all. Yep, and again, last week it was nobody's been charged, and then it'll be, well, nobody's been found guilty yet. And then it'll be like, well, they've been found guilty. Well, yeah, nobody's been executed yet. And then, oh, time to take a break.
Great word right before this one. Killer clowns.
That's what they are.